exists
yet.
Well,
Alistair.
Yes, James.
I'm back.
Oh,
I'm back in the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did you get back in?
Just the usual routes.
Planed it?
Classic airplane method.
Classic shakeshaft, get in a plane solution to the problem.
And then, yeah, just bowled on in. Nothing to declare here, sir.
Yeah. And
definitely no genius here.
Contributing nothing to the country. Just coming in, bringing absolutely no value in. And you just stroll through. There's no justice, James.
There isn't.
You should have to demonstrate your value.
I thought, well, let's just get back, right back into it. Let's do a live stream.
Let's do a live stream.
Come on.
On the 28th of April, would that be?
Yes, yes.
Today?
To very day. At what time? 8:30 p.m. bus.
Yeah, I think we're going for the old... We're sticking with British summertime for now.
For now.
For now.
I mean, I'm incredibly jet-lagged.
What time will you feel like that is?
Fortunately, I'll feel like that's midday.
Oh, good. That's weird.
Unfortunately, I'll have had a whole night of thinking it's...
Yesterday?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I basically woke up at 2:30 this morning.
That's too early.
A.M.
Yeah.
Bust.
Yeah, that's what this morning usually means, but thank you for clarifying.
That's how jet-lagged I am.
2:30 this morning. A.M.
A.M.
We're talking A.M.
But so please join us to watch this because, I mean, it's going to be something at the very least. And it will be on youtube.com/lawmenpodcast and
twitch.tv/lawmenpod.
Yeah, join us. Join us.
Join us. And have we got a little clip of something just to round this out?
Yeah, we've got a little clip of something to give you, the listener, value for money. Here is, have they paid anything for this?
No. I think I'm glad you set it up like that because this is a low value clip.
Exactly. It is from a recent car trip we went on.
Imagine that.
What? You could get the full, almost unedited, apart from one bit where one of us said the worst word, version on our Patreon at patreon.com/lawmenpod if you want. But have a little listen to this now.
It's right along with the lawmen. Too hot for the internet.
Yeah, kind of.
it's an awful lot like two men having a little chat in a car.
The Jerome K. Jerome prequel.
Yes. If one of the men in the boat kept singing the theme tune to the Sweeney.
And the other man in the boat had never seen the Sweeney.
Oh dear, more tangled. Oh, I'm very tangled in the cables. What have I done?
It's all right, you should be able to get free.
I guess. Yeah. I'm doing it. Whoops. James, we're in the car again.
We are.
Lawman. Lawman. Ba-ba-ba-da-da. I was right, I've been watching the theme tune of the Sweeney.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da. We're driving through fake piles of cardboard boxes and nicking wrongins.
Oh, my word. We're by the National Space Centre.
Oh, that's too sci-fi for the Sweeney.
We're going to Leicester again.
Back to Leicester.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened? We did a show at the Leicester Festival.
Yes. And then we got an email saying that it had been nominated for the best online thing in
the Leicester Festival.
At the Leicester Comedy Festival.
Not of all time.
Not yet.
That would have been Buffy Swears. Do you remember Buffy Swears?
I remember Darth Vader swears.
Not as good as Buffy swearing, sorry.
No, Thundercat swears. That's what I remember.
Have you seen Teesside Tintin? Have you seen Teesside Tintin?
Yeah, I have.
Can't repeat any of Teesside Tintin.
I do like Teesside Tintin.
Going back to it, it's very homophobic.
Oh, is it?
To be fair, so is Teesside. So was Teesside, at least, at the time that that was. Anyway.
I don't think Tintin really took a stand in any way. On that.
I think as a boy journalist living alone with an older sailor, I think he's probably fairly broad-minded when it comes to alternative lifestyles and family structures.
Yeah, that's true.
And a scientist sometimes.
Yes. My kids have just started to get into Tintin and we've just been doing the Secret of the Unicorn and Red Rackham's Treasure.
Oh, yes.
And this Professor Calculus has made his first entrance.
Acting the goat? Have you seen the episode where he says acting the goat about 19 times?
No.
It's a very annoying episode. Calculus, you're acting the goat! And he, acting the goat? And then he says that, acting the goat! Acting the goat! And if you're annoyed by how many times I've said it, that is a fraction of the number of times he says it. I think there's a scene transition and he's still saying it.
I quite like that.
I think that is in the on the goat, the Journey to the Moon episode.
The goat episode. The acting of
it
the
goat. It is the greatest of all time episode of Tintin. As if you'd let a teenager go into space. It's irresponsible.